When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space, and if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop immediately.
All right, crew. So today we are going to be working on your lower body and core. 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off on this one. So you got plenty of time to figure out those moves, get in the right position. We are going to be moving through some squats, a squat hold, some squat jumps. So plenty of squats at the top into your mountain climbers, your forward lunges, some jump lunges, and finishing off on your back with some bicycle crunches. So those are our 7 moves. If you want to see any of the animations for these moves, just head to our Twitter or our Instagram. It's 10, at the Sweat 7 9, Pod. 8, we'll be kicking off 7, with your bodyweight squats.
5, 4,
in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
All right, so starting with those bodyweight squats, just make sure you can feel the weight in the ball of your foot as well as in your heel, sinking down as if you're sitting into a nice deep chair and pushing up, squeezing through the glutes. You are halfway through them. Good, let's get a couple more in into the last 10 seconds of those squats, all the way down, squeeze up to the top, and then we drop for another 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, so we got 30 seconds here to shake those legs out. We are going to be coming into a squat hold. So sinking down right to the bottom of that squat position, trying to keep your chest nice and open, up nice and tall, making sure those heels stay on the ground. We're going in 15 seconds time.
10,
so making sure
9,
feet are
8,
at least hip width
7,
apart. Team,
6,
we go in 5,
4,
3, 2, 1.
Go.
So we sit down into that squat. This one is going to start burning a little bit into your thighs, into your glutes. If you can, grit your teeth and hold it. Remember to keep breathing through this squat hold. You have just passed the halfway point. Can you sink a tiny bit lower whilst maintaining that position, chest up nice and tall, sinking into the heels? You got 5, 3. 2, 1. Well done. Shake those legs out. So we are coming to the end of this squat section of your workout. We're going to spice things up a little bit with your squat jumps. So in 15 seconds, it is squat jumps all the way to the bottom of that squat, and then you are going to propel yourself up towards the ceiling. Think of it as head to the ceiling and then bum to the floor at the bottom. So full range of motion.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Squat jumps, crew. All the way down, all the way up, driving forward with those hips, exploding up towards the ceiling, sinking down into that landing. I want you to think about landing nice and softly and then coiling up like a spring, exploding up. You got another 15. Last 10 seconds of these. You can crank out another 2 or 3. I know you can. You got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
And rest.
Well done. Give those legs a bit of a shake. We are going to bring it down to your mat or to the floor with your mountain climbers. So starting from that plank position, shoulders stacked over your wrists, you're going to drive one knee in towards your chest, then the others. Remember, you can always check the animations if you need to. Go into your mountain climbers.
8, 7, 6.
5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. Mountain climbers. So from that plank position, squeezing your core, shoulders away from your ears. We drive those knees in. 1, 2, 1, 2. Like you're running horizontally. Work the core, work the legs, work the shoulders. You're halfway through. In 10 more seconds on these. We've got 5, 3, 2, 1. Nice work. We are past the halfway point. You're going to bring it back up onto your feet. We're going to alternating forward lunges. So a big stride forward on one foot, sinking down into that lunge. Then we push back up through your front foot, lunge down onto the other leg. So alternating forward lunges in 10 seconds time.
9, 8.
Keeping that chest
seven,
up nice and tall.
Six,
we
five,
go
four,
in 3, 2, 1. So alternating those forward lunges, big stride forward with one foot, then the other. Make sure you are bending into that back knee. So the bottom part of that movement, we want both legs to be at about 90 degrees. Good. Keep going with these. You are halfway through. Alternating sides from one to the other. Get used to this movement. You're going to be seeing a bit more of it. You've got 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. So now you're comfortable with that lunge. We are going to pick up the pace a little bit. We're going to move into your jumping lunges. So starting with your left foot forward, right foot back, we jump and switch in the air. So your right foot lands forward, your left foot lands at the back. We are going in 10 seconds. Do your best with these jumping lunges, switching from one foot forward to the other. In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So this is your second to last exercise of the 7. Your legs should be burning by now. Push through it if you can. Landing nice and solidly through both feet, taking off on both feet, and landing with the other foot forward. You are halfway through them. I know, these are my least favorite exercise too, but you have got just 10 more seconds, and we bring it back down to the mat. 5 seconds, give me another couple. 3, 2, 1. Well done. That is the hard leg part over. Bring it down onto your back. We're going to come into your bicycle crunches. So lower back stays on the mat. Hands behind your head, elbows out nice and wide. We are going to twist one elbow to the opposite knee, extending the other leg out. So twisting from one side to the other, working 10, into that core.
9,
finishing
8,
with some nice
7,
rapid paced bicycle crunches.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So this is it, your last exercise of these 7, working into those abs, getting a bit of a sweat on if you haven't already. Left, right, opposite elbow to opposite knee, extending that straight leg all the way out, finding that form, working those abs for another 10 seconds. Got this. Hold on to it for 5 more seconds, then we are done in 3, 2, 1. Done. Breathe. Stay right where you are on that mat for a second. Take a moment to catch your breath, and well done for working through that lower body session. I will see you in a couple of days for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.